Over the weekend, the U.S. government tried to prove an accusation it's made in general terms for some time. The charge is that Iran provided weapons to Iraqi insurgents, and those insurgents in turn killed Americans. One of the latest of many U.S. officials to describe the evidence is Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who spoke before Congress on Friday.
In terms of the particular, it's the sophistication of the technology. I think that there are some serial numbers. There may be some markings on some of the projectile fragments that we found. I'm just frankly not specifically certain myself of the details, but I understand there is pretty good evidence.
People who say they have the details have been speaking with reporters in Baghdad, including NPR's Jamie Terabay. And Jamie, what were the circumstances under which you were given this evidence, and what was it exactly?
We were told that this was a background briefing, and we couldn't quote the official speaking to us on the record. Everybody was to be quoted on condition of anonymity. There was a briefing room. There were two tables with mortar rounds, with serial numbers, and weapons that these officials claimed linked back directly to Iranian arms factories. Without providing direct evidence, one of the people present was an intelligence analyst, and he said that based on the evidence that they have, the government in Iran is authorizing the smuggling of these weapons into Iraq.
Jamie, I want to try to figure this out. What's being said is that Iran is supporting Shia Muslim groups and militias inside Iraq, because those are the groups that are most closely aligned with Iran. But haven't Sunni Muslim groups been the ones that are most likely to kill American soldiers?
The particular weapons that they're talking about here, these explosively formed penetrators, they claim since May 2004 have killed more than 170 coalition forces and wounded more than 620. And we know that that's just a fraction of how many American troops have been killed since this war technically ended in 2003. They say that they've seen elements of the same weapons used by Sunni groups, but there wasn't the same level of sophistication. They claim that there are characteristics to these weapons used by Shiite militia groups that can only have come from Iran.
Did any reporters at this session ask why we should believe what U.S. intelligence agencies say, given their previous mistakes when it comes to intelligence on Iraq?
They were asked repeatedly about the timing and why they were so sure, and also why they weren't going on the record. They said that they weren't doing this on camera because they wanted to protect the identity of the intelligence analyst. But they said they felt very comfortable with the evidence that they were presenting to us today, although at the same time, they weren't really giving us that much. There were just so many questions that came out of this briefing that we all were left wanting more.
The thing is, they talked about this at a Pentagon briefing in September, and so I'm trying to figure out why 5 months later it's new.
Exactly. And I mean, actually, this was reported on last March as well. I mean, it's not new. And we were like, well, why are you talking about this now? And they said, well, it's a force protection issue. But, you know, 170 troops killed by this particular thing in just under 3 years compared to everything else that's killing U.S. troops out there. They keep saying that they have all this evidence, and again, they're not showing it to us.
Okay, Jamie, thanks very much. That's NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.